Recognize the symptoms and speak the truth. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Recognize the symptoms and speak the truth. This is something that we could all be very much aware of if we wish, and we could have some very interesting repercussions in our life if we will pay attention to it. Recognize the symptoms. You mean to say we're supposed to see that a person is sick? We're supposed to see that a person is ill? Yes and no. If a person is reaching the upper limits of their ability to take your comments, you should be sensitive enough to stop it or cut back. If a person is reaching the upper limits of their ability to live, and they think about committing suicide, they talk about committing suicide, the first thing that you do is to speak the truth that they live in an ideal body, they live in an ideal world, and that everything is in divine order. You don't say, you want to commit suicide, you want to commit suicide, you're a bad person because you want to commit suicide, and suicide. You don't say silly things like that, because they're not a bad person because they want to do these things. They're confused. They're unhappy. Life has given them a tumble, and they don't know how to get up. And you reach out with your understanding and say, all is in divine order. You don't say, whatever happened didn't happen, whatever took place that you did that's so naughty that makes you want to commit suicide is not important. You just say, hey, all is in divine order. Now, what's past is past. We go forward from this day. If you hear a person cough, you don't say, oh, you got a cold. Oh, you better go and take some. No, we don't say those things. What we say is, I see you, perfect, whole, well. I see every organ, action, function of your body, perfect. I see you, a divine expression of me. We don't acknowledge, we recognize, but we don't acknowledge the sneeze or the limp or the anger or the suicide or the cough. We don't acknowledge those things. We recognize it because it's right there in front of us, and so we merely clothe it in its proper clothing. And that proper clothing is all is in divine order. It's so easy for us to not do this. It's so easy for us to be human and say, oh, you got a cold. Oh, you got a sniffle. Oh, you got this. Oh, you got that. Oh, you're angry. When you're angry like that, bad things are going to happen, terrible things. You don't say things like that. You say, hey, all is in divine order. You're a wonderful person. You do so many wonderful things. It's just a joy to have you in my world. It's a joy that you can be so beautiful and so good. The other day, a young man was being very obstreperous, and he was trying to pull my chain and make me real unhappy with him. And I said to him, you know, you're an amazing person. And that struck him. And I said, you are really awesome. And that struck him too. You just make me think of good things every time I look at you. And that struck him again because he was being unkind to me. But I didn't see that. All I knew is there was something that needed to be balanced. And I spoke to that balance. And by the time I got done talking to this guy, he thought I was his best buddy. And I was, and am. He thought that I was the most sensitive, caring, loving guy on the face of the earth. And I am. He thought I was unconditionally loving of him and all the world and all the problems in the world. And I am. Are you? Sure you are. When you practice, recognize the symptom and speak the truth. Don't recognize the symptom but speak the truth. Recognize the symptom and speak the truth. Do not acknowledge whatever might be the result of the symptom, because it does not have to be there. Acknowledge what you will, the truth. And the truth is what you speak. So, should anyone in your world be contemplating suicide? Should anyone cough or sneeze or limp or be in anger or any of the other possible symptoms of unhappiness? You immediately recognize that you are a happy person. You are a magnificent person. You are a joyful person. And you say, hey, you are cool. And they'll look at you and say, here I am angry at you and you call me cool? Yeah. How you can have the balance to be angry when everything is going so beautiful for you in your life? Huh? How's everything going beautiful for me in my life? And then you tell them. And you tell them from your own experience of beauty and goodness in your life. And you tell them everything that is magnificent and good. And you tell them, and you tell them, and you tell them, because it's you, it's your reflection, and that person is your reflection, and you are your reflection. Yeah, you too. If you have a sprained toe because you hit a rock or something with it, immediately say, all's in divine order. Oh, the sprained toe was there, and you said all is in divine order because the sprained toe is there, but that's the end of the sprained toe. If you feel a limp, you feel a sneeze, you feel anger, you feel suicide or a cough or any of these other wonderful things coming on, you immediately speak your word. Suicide is when you feel sorry for yourself and you want to end it all, and you say the easiest way is just to get out of here. Well, it's not so easy to get out of here if you take your unhappiness with you. Because you are not free from anything, any emotions, any attitudes, or any beings when you leave here. You take it with you. So why not take with you the most happy, thoughtful, loving, confident, competent ideas that you're possible of thinking? You say, well, Herb, how do you know what goes on in the next dimension? Been there, done that. You have too, but you don't remember it. Now, you don't need to remember it, but just know that wherever you go, whoever you are, goes with you. And if you are a beautiful person, that beautiful person goes with you. If you are, and that's because you think you're beautiful, not because the world thinks you're beautiful. And if you are a naughty person because you think you're naughty, then you'll take that naughty person with you. So clean up. Clean up your act. Make sure that when you're ready to go on your next journey, you're going to wear the clothing that journey calls for. Happiness, harmony, peace, joy, truth, love, right action. And what a wonderful journey you'll have. Think on these things. Recognize the symptom and speak the truth. Don't dwell in the symptom. Don't acknowledge the symptom. Just recognize, oops, there's an unhappy thing there. I have to turn on my happy bells. And it's not that you are unhappy by recognizing the unhappiness, but you are a master who is creating your world at all times, regardless of anybody else having any other experiences. For you, it's perfect. And when it is perfect for you, it is perfect for everyone. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.
Love you.